paragraph test, V'sachas hasirpad yale hodos. The Gemara quotes a pasuk that in place of the thorns, in place of the negative vegetation, came forth the sweet-smelling myrtle branch, Queen Esther, who was also called Hadassah, Shehoisa Tznua Beyoser, that her quality was her outstanding tznius, how reserved she kept herself. The word Esther means hidden. K'moshom Rabbi Senuzal, as the Gemara says, B'shvil tznius shehoya barachel zochsa v'yotzim menu shol. Because of the modesty with which Rachel Imenu conducted herself, she was zeichet to have a son, Binyamin, from whom came forth Shol HaMelech, Shehoyo Nechpo El HaKelim. Shol HaMelech was very humble, modest. U'bishvil tznius shel Shol, zocha v'yotzim imenu Esther. And the Gemara tells us that because of the modesty of Shol HaMelech, he was zeichet that one of his descendants was Esther Hamalko. Ki tznius hi hepech harayim, because tznius is the opposite of the evil eye. V'al kein hayu kol elu tznuim b'yoser. And this is why the Gemara points out this particular attribute about Rachel Imenu, about Shol HaMelech, about Esther, that they were outstanding in their tznius. Kedei lahachmia horayim, in order to defeat this evil eye. Shol HaMelech and Esther Malka were descendants of Binyamin, Sheyotza miRachel, who came from Rachel, Shenoilad be'Eretz Yisrael. And Binyamin was the only one of the tribes who was born in Eretz Yisrael. Sheikar hachnoas horayin al yodoy dafka kanal. The main defeat of the ra'ayin is accomplished through the power of Eretz Yisrael, which is what Binyamin represented, Ben Yamin, the one who was born in the Yamin, which is one of the definitions of Eretz Yisrael.